As firefighters hustle to hold back the blazes in Arizona and New Mexico, the Senate is gearing up to debate the president's plan to reduce fire risk on nearly 200 million acres of federal forest. There is widespread agreement that the work needs to be done, but also growing opposition to the administration's approach. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Hello, everybody.
Give me a whistle, Tim.
On a bone-dry, hot day in Montana last week, a group of Western governors and administration officials saw firsthand results of nearly 100 years of putting out every fire in the forest.
My name is Tim Love, and I'm the district ranger on the Sealy Lake District, so welcome to Sealy Lake and to the Lolo National Forest.
The Forest Service has only just begun the labor-intensive work to clear or treat the nation's woods of a century's worth of underbrush and small-diameter trees, what's called hazardous fuels, the stuff that's transformed recent fires into record-breaking infernos, and the stuff that made it hard for the governors to walk through the woods.
You're standing in the project area of the Clearwater Stewardship Project. It's behind us. Actually, we did treatment right here, did a lot of improvements. We'll be going back and you'll see the largest unit, it's about 230 acres, that's been treated for vegetation.
But perhaps the most telling aspect of the governor's field trip was that at the very same time they were looking at various thinning projects in rural Montana, the first major wildfire of the summer had already been sparked in Arizona, a fire that's thus far destroyed hundreds of homes in the vacation community of Summerhaven. Firefighters report the fire grew in intensity in Coronado National Forest in an area that was thick with downed branches, dead trees, and underbrush. In retrospect, Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano's remarks at the conference were prescient.
We don't really have a lot of time for studies. We don't really have a lot of time for elongated litigation. We have to work now, and the questions asked inside, you know, do we wait for the commercial applications, or do we wait for the logging industry to come back to start working on and treating our forests? And the answer in Arizona clearly is no.
Everyone agrees there's little time to waste. But at the crux of the debate over how best to reduce the fire risk in the nation's forest is distrust. Interior Secretary Gail Norton believes that red tape and litigation is at the heart of the problem.
We know that there are many types of forests and many types of problems of density that we need to address. We've implemented a number of improvements and are working to help facilitate the Healthy Forest Initiative. We can't make a dent in the projects that need to be done unless we make some changes.
Those changes in the Bush administration's Healthy Forest Initiative would limit environmental review and appeals and speed up judicial review of thinning projects. But pressing for those changes has cost the administration some much-needed support from the environmental community, which successfully worked with Western governors on a 10-year strategy that was supposedly the basis of the administration's plan. Greg Applett, forest ecologist with the Wilderness Society, was part of the process and now feels betrayed.
It doesn't target communities. It doesn't facilitate collaboration. It doesn't provide improved accountability and mandate monitoring. Those are the fundamental principles of the 10-year comprehensive strategy, and the current bill misses completely.
The president's plan has already passed the House and is nearing the floor of the Senate. Tomorrow, the Senate Agriculture Committee takes it up, but Democrats have come up with a plan of their own. It seeks to allay fears that the timber industry will target more lucrative fire-resistant trees for harvest rather than clear the non-marketable and much more hazardous underbrush. The bill prohibits new road building and requires that 70% of fuel reduction money be spent on projects within a half mile of communities or municipal watersheds. It also provides grants for work on state, tribal, and private lands and sets up a commission to monitor the work. Minority Leader Tom Daschle says there was a need for an alternative.
Well, we think that what our colleagues have introduced is far short of what we ought to have for adequate forest health management. We think there ought to be forest health management. We think there ought to be a recognition of the many different factors involved in improving our forest health security, especially with regard to forest fires. But it's going to take some time, and we think we have a much better approach.
The Democrats' bill does include some limits on the review and appeals process, but not nearly the carte blanche for the Forest Service the president's bill envisions. Even if it doesn't reach the Senate floor, Democrats will most likely offer it in the form of amendments during the final debate. And that could set up the same stalemate that occurred over similar legislation last year. And if there's one message the governors wanted to send to Washington, D.C. during their conference in Montana, it's that time is critical. The hope is that the timber industry, the environmental community, and their respective allies on the Hill put aside parochial interests and focus on the needs of communities like Summer Haven, Arizona, and thousands like it that could be next. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.